Please open your Bibles to the 100th Psalm, Psalm 100, page 647 in your Schofield Bible. We'll read all five verses, and this time we'll read the verses in unison. Psalm 100, page 647. And all of us together on all the verses, let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And let's pray. And thank you, Lord, for your wonderful self. Thank you that we can come here and never, ever be disappointed. Because you're always here. You always meet with us. Of course, wherever thy people go, you're with them. But in a special sense, you're here in the services of our church. And thank you for meeting with us this morning as we think of thee, what you've done for us. Would you at the same time accomplish that work which you would want to do? Give our hearts tenderness, our minds alertness, and power to our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, our Heavenly Father, we come to the time of preaching. It pleased you by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. We're commanded to preach. I pray you'd help us this morning as we speak and as we hear to be affected by the Word of God and the truths therefrom. Help me to help my people because we need to help others. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak this morning on the subject, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Do you ever wonder why you can't praise God like you used to? Did you ever sit with somebody in church that's having a spell and you wondered why you couldn't have a spell? I know I often have wondered why you can't have a spell. But did you ever wonder that? Did you ever wonder how the guy must feel and wish you could feel like he feels? Or did you ever feel one time like you praise God and you had a spell, and the next time you all of a sudden wish you could feel like you felt before, but you can't work it up? I've preached sermons, certain sermons, and under certain conditions, I've gotten excited when I preached them. And I've just really thrilled and enjoyed it and praised God and threw a fit. And even got so far where sometimes I even throwed a fit. But I, then I'd take, so what I'd do is I'd say, now that sermon, that's it, boy. So I'll preach it again. And I get down to the very place where I got so happy I shouted last time. And absolutely, I can't get with it. And I say to myself, man, come on. And so I'll say, hallelujah. And it won't work. It won't work. And did you ever get that way? Did you ever get the place where you don't understand it, but you don't feel the same way about a certain thing that you felt? A guy came to me the other day, and he said, you know, said, when I married my wife, he said, man, he said, just to get around her, I tingled. He said, tingle doesn't do that anymore. He said, what's wrong? And I told his wife, right guard would help, and Listerine. But did you ever wonder why you can't praise the Lord? I feel sorry for people that have never really, honest to Pete, ever just got wrapped up in praising God. I feel so sorry for you. You're so self-aware all the time that it's impossible for you to ever totally lose yourself. You wonder what somebody's going to say. And here the other night, Thursday night, some of you folks, you almost had strokes Thursday night. What was going on here? And but Did you ever wonder why you couldn't participate? Why you can't get happy? Now, they rejoice in heaven when one sinner repents, and on earth a few people rejoice when one sinner repents. Did you ever wonder why you couldn't get happy when somebody gets saved? Ask you a question. Did you ever wonder why you don't win souls like you wish you could? I mean, you hear the preacher talk about somebody he wins to Christ, or you hear somebody tell about somebody that they win to Christ, and you say, boy, I'm going to do that. But you go out and you do it, it just doesn't. I want you to notice how much better I look even with my glasses off than my glasses on. Now's the time for you to walk out. I can't see you. But you folks that leave during the invitation time, you can go now. I'm helpless to know. But did you ever wonder? Did you ever wonder why that you want to win folks to Christ, but you find yourself not able to? Did you ever wonder why you don't love the Bible like some folks seem to love the Bible? Or did you ever wonder why you don't love the Bible like you used to love the Bible? Did you ever read the Bible and say, look, when I came to this last time, I just rejoiced, but now I don't understand why I don't feel like I did last time. Did you ever pray and or intend to pray and you want to pray, but you don't pray? Or if you do pray, you don't feel like you're praying? And one time you may have prayed about the same thing, and even maybe at the same place. Ever wonder why that you have a problem? Now, this morning, I'm going to tell you why if you listen very carefully. I want this microphone right here turned on, fellas. Anybody home? Good. This microphone right here turned on. And turn it just a tad louder. All right. Good. Perfect. I'm gonna use these mics. Don't turn these on. I'm going to use these mics this morning to help me a little bit. I'm going to put one right here. I'm going to put one right here. And I'm going to put one right here. I guess you could tell without me telling you where I'm going to put it. And I'm going to put one right here. And I'm going to put you outside the door over here. But anyway, I'm going to put one right here. And I'm going to put one right, about right here. All right. Now then. I don't need all those. I just need the five. Okay. The Bible says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his what? Courts with praise. All right. That's my sermon this morning. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, the Lord is talking there. When he says gates and courts, he's talking about the tabernacle. You see, the psalmist lived in the tabernacle time. The psalmist David gathered the furniture and the materials for the building of the temple, but he never built the temple. So David lived during the time of the temporary house of God and so forth. Now, not the wilderness tabernacle, but they had to build a temporary tabernacle for the Ark of the Covenant. I won't go into that. But when David said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, he was talking about the tabernacle or the house of God. Now, follow me carefully. The tabernacle had, first, it had gates, had three gates, representing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so, his gate. So this is the gate. Right here is the gate of the tabernacle. I am to enter into his gates with what? Talk to me with what? Thanksgiving. Now, after you came in the gates, you came into a court. There was a sort of a wall around the court. Not in the house of God. Now we're outside. No, this is just sort of like a fence. And this was 150 feet this way and 50 feet this way, or 75 feet this way. Lost it all of a sudden. Anyhow, several feet by several feet. And anyway, that was the court. Now then, here is the gate. Enter into his gates with what? And into his courts with what? All right. Now, anybody that knows anything knows you got to come through the gate before you can come to the court. You can't come to the vestibule unless you come in the door, which means you can't get to praise till you've been to Thanksgiving. You see, God is using his house as an example here. He says, enter into his gate. That's the gate that leads into the court with thanksgiving. And now that you're inside, you're qualified to his courts with praise. Now, after you had left the court, you come inside the tabernacle itself. This is a tent. Like building here, and you come to the tabernacle itself. Now, the first thing you come as you walk in on the left side of the tabernacle is the golden candlestick. Now, if enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise,
then this golden candlestick symbolizes our holding up Jesus as the light of the world. Now that means that it's talking about soul winning. Now that's inside the tabernacle. Once you have left the gate where you thank God, and you have left the court where you praise God, now you come to inside the tabernacle. Now, if God had said, enter into his courts first and his gates second, I would not have thought this. But since God said gates first and courts second, there must be an order there on purpose. Which means you cannot praise God till you have thanked God. Until you have a heart that's thankful, you cannot have a heart of praise. Because praise is built upon realization of what God has done for you. Consequently, you say, how good God has been to me. Thank you, God, for my health, and thank you for my salvation, and thank you for my country, and thank you for my church, and thank you for my family, and thank you for my friends. And all of a sudden, your heart swells with praise, and you say, well, glory, praise God, how good he's been to me. But until you've been here, you won't come here. And the reason that you folks don't praise God, because you haven't been here. You haven't stopped to thank God what God has done for you. I want you to notice this, that the first step in all of this is thanksgiving. Why? Because thanksgiving is the only trait of all of these that can be done without the other inspiring us to do it. Anybody can write down the things God's done for us and say thank you. See, look, I say, John, thank you. I don't have to have an emotion for that. I don't have to feel it if I just say, John, thank you. I come to God and I say, God, thank you. And that thanksgiving leads to praise. That praise leads to soul winning. Now you come on inside the tabernacle, across the room, but I'm putting them here in line for the sake of the message. And this is the table of showbread. Now the table of showbread is typical of the Word of God, which is the bread of life. Alright? So God says, here's God's divine order. He said, first thing you do is you be thankful. Enter into his gates with what? With what? With what? Thanksgiving. Then the next thing you enter into his courts with what? Alright? Then you enter into the tabernacle, into his house. First thing you come to is the golden candlestick, which is what? Soul winning. And then after you've done that, you come over here. And by the way, you're supposed to go soul winning before you even know the Bible. That woman at the well in Sychar didn't know one verse of Scripture, and she took off soul winning. So, then you come to the Word of God. Now, you will not know the Word of God until you have become a soul winner. And you will not become a soul winner until you have praised God. And you will not praise God till you've been thankful to God. All this one must become before this one. These two must become before soul winning. And these three must come before the Word of God. If you ever understand the Word of God, you have to learn to thank God, praise God, and tell folks about God. And then God says, okay, I think you mean business about this thing. I've got some things in my book I'd like to teach you. Then, after you've left that, you come to the altar of incense. Now, anybody in that knows the Bible knows that the altar of incense is a symbol of prayer. This incense that was burned constantly going up to God is a symbolic, according to Revelation chapter 5 and other places, symbolic of our prayer life. So what God is saying is this. You want to get your prayers answered? You've got to know the book. If my people call on my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, they'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. You follow me? Abide in me and my words abide in you. The word's got to abide in you before you get your prayers answered. God doesn't answer non-Bible-loving Christians. So, if you get your prayers answered, you have got to, follow me now, you have got to enter his gates with what? And his courts with what? Into his house with what? And then further into his house with what? The Word of God. And then God will do what? Answer your prayers. Talk to me. God will do what? Answer your prayers. Now that's God's divine order. If you want to get your prayers answered, you've got to come in God's order. God didn't put the altar of incense outside the gate. He didn't put the altar of incense out in the court. He put it in his own divine order. Now God said, if you want to learn the Bible, you've got to be thankful and thank God, praise God, and talk about God. And if you're a good soul winner, you've got to thank God and praise God. And if you can praise God, you've got to thank God. Now let's go back over here a minute. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. A little formula I want to give you. Thanksgiving equals praise. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me. Thanksgiving equals praise. You can't be thankful without praising God. And the reason you don't praise God is because you're not thankful. Now, I'm not talking just about coming to church, and you know you're my way, don't you? I'm not talking just about coming to church, and I'm trying to keep you awake. You're tired. It's been pastor school week, but anyway, I'm not talking about just coming to church and looking over at everybody else and shouting, glory! I don't care if you do it in front of people or by yourself, but I'll tell you what. If you never have had a spell somewhere at some time and just threw a fit and rejoiced and praised God and said, well, glory to God, I love you, praise the Lord. If you've never done that, you've never yet been thankful. Because thanksgiving equal enter into His gates with what? And to His courts with what?
Praise.
You don't go in the court till you get in the gate. You've got to come to the gate of thanksgiving to get to the court of praise. And the reason you don't praise God, because you're not thankful enough. I go out in the woods sometime to praise God. First thing I do in the woods is praise God. After I've eaten a hamburger and drunk a diet Dr. Pepper. The first thing I do in the woods is I praise God. That's the first thing I do. Now, what you've heard me teach this. What do I do before I praise God? I take 1 minute of that 15 minutes and do what? I write down the things that God has done for me since I was here yesterday. Right? What am I doing? I'm entering into you are not indispensable here. You know that. And I'm dreading when I get over there to the Bible. His feet are bigger than yours are. But I write down. In fact, I may not even get in the book this morning. I may just end right here with soul winning. Look at what I got to go over. Got two boats I got to jump over there. But I go out in the woods and I'll try to praise God. But you don't praise God first. You thank God first. So I write down a list of all the things that God has done for me. Then for 60 seconds I write that down, and then for 14 minutes I go through that list. Why? I'm thankful first. And then when I get thankful, I praise God. And anybody that has ever praised God first, if it's genuine praise, it started with thanksgiving. And if you've never had a time where you just lost yourself in praise and adoration for God, I'll tell you something I don't understand. I don't understand why the charismatics can get happier than the Baptists can. I don't understand that. I mean, there they are holding out, and we're inside the boat. They're trying to hang on, and we cared for on the inside. They're afraid they'll lose it. We know we got it. Yeah. Looks like to me we all praise God more than they do. I'll tell you why you don't praise God. You never stop to list the fact, I am saved. I am going to heaven. I am not going to hell. My name is written in heaven. I'm going to live in heaven forever. Any moment I'm going to see Jesus. And you've never stopped to be thankful for what you have, because, brother, when you enter into the gates of thanksgiving, you bump right smack dab into the courts of praise. So, come on in. The water's fine. Well, you say, I'm a different disposition. No, you're not. You haven't been thankful enough. Yeah, you know, Brother Howes, melancholic. Well, a little syrup will take care of that colic. Maybe a little melon. But anyway, what are some of those things? Sanguine. First place, I don't believe in all that stuff. No, I don't believe in it. Brother, I just believe that if you're right with God, you'll have a spell. I just believe if you're thankful. Well, I don't express it like other folks do. Listen, you go to the hockey game up in Canada, some of you Canadians that won't say amen for the rapture. You go to a hockey game up there, and there's no sanguines or no melancholic. They're all hollerers. All of them. You go out. Hey, what you do? What, I don't even know what the difference is. What is the sanguine? Is that the loud one or the quiet one? You must be one. Loud one? Sanguine's the loud one? Help me. What's the loud one? Did you know you go to the basketball tournament out there in Seattle next week in the Final Four play? And they'll have about 25,000 sanguines out there. There won't be a melancholic out there. Let me tell you something, Buster and Bustress. Let me tell you something. You stop and realize how good God's been to you. He'll transform you from a melancholic to a sanguine. Quit hiding behind your personality. Stop and realize how good God's been to you. God said, enter. He didn't say, if you don't mind, enter into His courts with thanksgiving. And if you are a sanguine, enter into His into the gates of thanksgiving. If you're a sanguine, enter into his courts with praise. God said, sanguine, dirtwin, duskwin, melancholic, cantaloupeacolic, mushroomacolic, whatever you are. God said, stop and think how good God has been to you. I'll tell you something. I don't want to tell you this. Pastor's school was mountaintop. I walked out that door Friday afternoon, and I drove around and got along with God and went out to the cemetery, spent some time with my mama, and went to every grave of everybody at the cemetery and stopped at every grave and spoke to them a while, and told them I hope they enjoyed the pastor's school from up in the grandstand. And I came back to my study, and the second letter opened, busted the whole thing. I mean, just, you wouldn't believe, second letter. I sat there and I cried. And then I opened all the rest of the mail. I had about 150 good letters and one dirty, rotten, sorry, mean one. I put all the letters in the garbage can, all the good ones. I kept the mean one out, of course. I want to read that one again, you know, so I can get even more sad. Boy, we're idiots, aren't we? I dug. I dug down in that garbage. I picked out every letter. I got up, sat at my desk. I put the good letters over here, about 149 to 50 good letters, and one bad letter over here. And I said, bad letter, if you think you're going to ruin my joy, you've got another thing coming. I got 149 good letters I can praise God for. And by the way, everybody in this room's got 149 good things you can praise God for. Quit griping because one thing's gone bad. Why don't you just thank God? Enter into it. This is a command. It's not talking about come to church with thanksgiving. It means enter into his courts. God said when you come inside the gate, you come in the gate of thanksgiving, and that gate of thanksgiving will propel you. You'll have to praise God. You say, I don't like all these loud people. You will if you'll come to that gate of thanksgiving. You'll be one of us. Yeah. So you come to the gate of thanksgiving, and you come to the court of praise. But look, if you get the place to where you cannot praise, I'll tell you what to do. Go back to the gate. Go back to the gate. See, a lot of you try to get here before you go there. You can't get here till you've been there, because thanksgiving equals praise. Now then, there are others of you that are stuck here. You tried to go soul winning. What do you do? Hello, my name is Jack Hiles. Do you know if you for sure you'd go to heaven if you died? You don't. Would you like to know? They look at you and say, I don't think I would. You know what you need to do? Huh? Go back over here. See? Because the formula is thanksgiving plus praise equals souls. I was on the airplane the other day. I've always wanted to take an airplane ride. I was on the airplane the other day. A fellow beside me was lost as a goose, and no goose is saved. He was lost as a goose. Holy Spirit said, witness to him. I said, all right. I said, sir, are you a... He said, a what? I said, a northerner or a southerner? He said, northern. I said, do you know that if you died today, yes, what? You'd be insured. It was almost that bad. I could not witness that guy. I could not. I did not. You know what I did? Went back to the restroom. The restroom itself won't do it, but let me tell you, I went back to the restroom,
watch it,
and I sat down. You're not getting me at all. And I said, I'm going to write down here on a piece of paper the good things God has done for me. There were no hand towels there. So I wrote on, and I started writing what the good things that God has done for me. Now, hold it now. Before you criticize me right now, why don't you have a spell and praise God first? Just as easy to praise God as to cuss Hiles. So I sat down and I made me a list. And I wrote down the good things God had done for me. And right there in that restroom, I entered into the gates of what? And that propelled me to the courts of what? And I had a spell back there praising God in that washroom. I walked back up the aisle and sat down beside the fellow and I said, "Sir, do you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven?" You say, "What happened?" I went back there to where I was supposed to go. You don't start here. I was right here, but I hadn't been there. I was parachuting down into the soul winning, the tabernacle of soul winning. I had not come through the gates of thanksgiving. I had not been the courts of praise. And the reason you're not a soul winner, because you're not excited enough about all that God has done for you. And the reason you're not excited enough, you've not stopped to think how good God's been to you. America needs an old baptism of thankfulness. An old baptism of thanksgiving. Everybody in this house this morning sitting there and you can't wait till it's all over. Why don't you stop and realize how good God's been to you? Just make a list in your mind how good God's been to you. If you'll stop and dwell on it, you'll come to the courts of thanksgiving, the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise. And brother, after you've been to the gates of thanksgiving and the courts of praise, before you know it, you'll say, "I've got to tell somebody how good God's been to me." That's the kind of soul when it brings forth results. Not a dead, dry, dusty kind of a, "Do you know if you died today you would go to heaven?" Let's see, part two. Would you like to know if I showed you how you could know? No, sir. It starts over here by saying, "God, thank you for my health. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you that Jesus loved me. Thank you that I'm going to heaven when I die. Thank you I'm not going to go to hell." Well, praise God. And I come over here to the courts of praise. All of a sudden, I'm praising God, and I say, "Well, glory to God, praise God for what I learned over at the gates of thanksgiving, and I've got to find somebody to tell it to." So if you go out and try to witness and can't get excited about it, go back to the gate. The gate of thanksgiving. That'll propel you to the courts of praise. You see, thanksgiving equals praise. Thanksgiving plus praise equals soul winning. Thanksgiving plus praise plus soul winning equals the Word of God. You go to your Bible sometime, you can't understand the Bible. I knew it. Not room here for me and your feet in the same place. You can't. See, the truth is the average person here doesn't care much about the Bible. You know why? Because you stop right in here. If the Bible doesn't mean anything, you trot back down here. And you list how good God's been to you. And that'll make you praise God. And that'll make you want to talk about it. And that'll make you want to find out more about the God that's done so much for you down there in those gates. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Christian people couldn't be cured if you'd go back to the gate of thanksgiving. And that'll make you go to the courts of praise. That'll make you go out and tell somebody. And that'll make you want to love this blessed old book. Time and time again, before I preach, I'll get my Bible out. And I'll be somewhere in a distant state somewhere. One of those old boring motel rooms. I hate motel rooms. I could preach a series of sermons on why I hate motel rooms. I hate motel room air conditioners. They always blow on the bed. I don't understand it. I wish everybody that owns a motel had to sleep in one of them one time. I've tried to get out of that draft. You can't get out of it. And the strange thing about the motel room, that if you turn the heat on, it blows hot air out until it gets hot enough, and then cold air blows out to make it colder. They're wasting money. They're making it colder so the heat has to come back on. And did you ever use a bathtub in a motel? Stopper never works. I'm in a motel room. Just wanted to gripe a little bit there. Let me go back over here. Let me go back here. I feel better already. But I'll be about to preach somewhere. And I'll say, "Lord, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
I ought to be rejoicing. I'm about to preach that book. I'm about to preach the glorious truth of Jesus Christ and the wonderful Word of God. And I'm not excited. What's wrong with me? What'll I do? I'll take off back over here and I'll witness to somebody. If that doesn't do it, I come back over here and I try to praise God. If I'm not praised up, I come back over here to the gate of thanksgiving. This, see, look. You can't praise God until you've been thankful. You can't win souls until you've praised God and been thankful. You can't know the Bible till you obeyed God in soul winning, praise God and been thankful. But you can be thankful without anything starting it. Thanksgiving is the starter of the Christian life. Just like your car. Thanksgiving is the starter. Now, look at me. But take, write your sermons later. I'm preaching to you right now. Good night. I want you to be praising God, not preparing a sermon somewhere. How many times I got to tell you? So, what happens? I come back over here. I don't feel a thing. Now, what makes me feel something? Praising does not reproduce itself. Thanksgiving produces praise. So, I just write down, I live in America. Now, that's enough to put me over here, right there. I wasn't born in Soviet Russia. George Bush is my leader, not Mr. Garbage Mouth. Thank God I'm an American. That's why I want to find. I want us to just take off looking for the guy that put that flag on the floor in the art gallery. But that is not all. I am a saved American. 51 years ago, God wrote my name in the book of life. I'll never taste the fires of hell. I'll live in heaven as long as there is an eternity. As long as God be God, which is forever. I'll live in heaven, walk down golden streets, walk through gates of pearl with my eyes upon the Jesus they sang about a while ago. And all of a sudden, when I've come to this gate of thanksgiving, all of a sudden I say, let me inside that court. I got to praise God. And I come in here and I praise God a while. And I say, let me out there and tell somebody about it. I'll leave my motel room, go out in the street corner or maybe the lobby of the hotel and tell somebody about the Savior, win a soul to Christ, come back to my room and say, let's go preach. Why? Because the Word of God becomes precious to me when I've been to the gates of thanksgiving and the courts of praise and the golden candlestick of soul winning and then the Word of God. But now let's go here to prayer. Praise, thanksgiving equal praise. Thanksgiving plus praise equals soul winning. Thanksgiving plus praise plus soul winning equals loving the Word of God. Thanksgiving plus praise plus soul winning plus the Word of God equals prayer. And that's the greatest need of the Christian life. But you're not going to be asking God for things and getting things from God till this book means something to you. But this book won't mean anything to you till you have obeyed God's command to tell people about the Savior. But you'll be a dusty, mechanical soul winner till you praise God because you praise God before you go. But you won't praise God till you've listed the things that God's done for you and you've been thankful. Now you listen to me. I've said across this nation, fundamentalism as we know it is dying. Now I won't tell you why it's dying. We got a bunch of starchy praying, starchy worship, formal services, sevenfold amens, Gloria Patris, all the rest of it, dry as last year's Christmas tree. Dry as the deserts of Arizona. You know why? Tell you why. We have not fallen in love with this book. You know why we haven't fallen in love with this book? Because we have not proclaimed the message of Jesus Christ. You know why we have not proclaimed the message of Christ? Because we haven't gotten happy enough to praise God. You get happy enough to praise God, you won't get timid witnessing. You know why we haven't praised God? We have not gone to the gates of thanksgiving. Now listen, this morning, this is the progress of the Christian life, as simple as ABC. Now, where are you today? Are you having a tough time winning souls? All right. And then you go back and list what God has done for you and thank Him, and that'll drive you to praise Him. Are you having a tough time praying this morning? Your prayer's not answered? Don't enjoy your prayer life? You go back over here and everything starts right here. Everything starts right here. You don't work up praise. You don't work up boldness and soul winning. You don't work up a love for the Bible. You don't work up delight to pray. You start over here with an awareness. You're cold. You don't feel anything. You can't praise. You don't want to go soul winning. You'd rather watch Andy Griffith than to read the Bible. And you're dead sure don't want to spend time in praying, the fellowship at McDonald's with some friends than to pray. And you say, what's wrong with me? First thing you do is go right here. Right here, you can do it without any of those. Nothing must precede Thanksgiving. Enter into His gate. The gate's the first thing. Then the court. Then the golden candlestick. Table of showbread. Altar of incense. That's God's divine order. You do one, you can do two. You do two, you can do three. You do three, you can do four. You do four, you can do five. Now, where are you this morning? Some of you are right here. You're trying to love the Bible. You can't do it. You want to love it. Brother Howells will quote some scripture sometime or read some scripture and say, well, glory to God. Wow, what a truth. And folks say, whoa, that's great. But you don't say it. You can't wait till church is over right now. You wonder, it's 1 minute to 12. You wonder if I'm going to quit in 1 minute. No. No. And some of your hope sunk right there. If you think you're going to come here once a year and leave feeling good, you're mistaken. You're not going to do it. I'm not here to save your Easter bonnet. I'm here to get you right with God. And the reason you don't come to church is because you have not stopped to think how good God is to you. And you once a year, morning glories who bloom in the morning and stay folded up for 51 weeks. Let me tell you something. You come right back over here and you get to the place where you stop and realize how good God's been to you. You'll quit your meanness and quit your world living and you'll come over here and you'll just say, well, praise God how good He's been to me. I've got to tell somebody about it. I've got to go to church and find out what's more about the Word of God. I've got to get on my knees and pray. The whole problem is you don't thank God for what He's done for you. While we're thanking God that Jesus rose from the dead, why don't we just thank Him that He came? Why don't we thank Him that He lived? Why don't we thank Him that He died? Why don't we thank Him that He rose? Why don't we thank Him that He ascended? Why don't we thank Him that He intercedes? Why don't we thank Him that He's going to come again, the power of glory? Why don't we thank Him for heaven? Why don't we thank Him for the Holy Spirit? Why don't we thank Him for His blessed book? Good night if you can't think of anything. You live in America. Been born again. If you can't think of anything to thank God for, you've got palsied hand. Come back over here to the gates of Thanksgiving. And you just, and that's what I always do. If I cannot praise God, if my heart is cold, I come back to the gate. If I cannot witness and my heart is cold, I come back to the gate. If I open my Bible and my Bible is not dear and sweet and precious to me, I just come back to the gate. If I get out here on my knees to pray and I can't pray and can't get excited about my fellowship with God, I just trot back over here to the gate. And I don't care who you are. Thanksgiving equals praise. If you don't praise God, you're not thankful. He's over the house. These preacher boys at Howells Anderson College, they ought to praise God. Well, you're just as saved as they are. Is your name written in one book in heaven and theirs in another? Huh? I'm saying praise equals, Thanksgiving equals praise. Thanksgiving plus praise equals soul winning. Thanksgiving plus praise plus soul winning equals love for the Word of God. Thanksgiving plus praise plus soul winning plus the Word of God equals a real prayer life. Now, where are you this morning? Hung up on the Bible? Hung up on your prayer life? Hung up on your soul winning? Hung up on your praise? Everybody here this morning that is hung up on any one of these things and can't do any of these things without your heart in it, we ought to just go gather around the gate. Let's all just go back to the gate. Stand over here at the gate and say, okay, what has God done for me? Well, He thought about me before there was ever a star that twinkled in the sky. He knew my name before my mom and daddy ever knew I was going to come. He looked down and saw me getting saved by His foreknowledge before there was ever a moon to shine or a sun to shine or stars to twinkle or the heavens to enjoy. He wrote my name in heaven before there was ever a daffodil or a rose or a tulip or an oak. He loved me before the world was founded. He loved me. By His foreknowledge, He knew I'd be saved. Because He knew I'd be saved, He picked out my glorified body. He's had it for me all these millenniums. Just waiting in the closet of glory. Before you know it, you'll say, I got a pretty good deal here. See, but here you are. Oh, somebody criticized me. You got one letter ruining your day. 149 good ones right over here. Won't you shout?
Amen.
Don't forget your heart condition, John. Good night. What's wrong with us? We just haven't stopped to realize how good God is and what God has done for us. That's it. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Then into His courts with praise. Into His house with testifying. And the Word of God and prayer. But it all starts when you decide you're going to be thankful. So on this Easter Sunday morning, thank God for His goodness. Go home and write down the good things God has done for you. You won't believe this, but I've got an outline. Haven't looked at it. I'm going to preach it again next. We've got another sermon right in here. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I made a mistake this morning. Made a mistake. I went to that gate before I got the Bible outline. I got happy at that gate and forgot my outline. Yeah! Yeah! Why? I entered the gates with thanksgiving, and because I praise His name for how good He is to me. And because I praise His name, I'll sing it, I'll tell it, wherever I go. I want all to hear it, I want all to know the joy of salvation that makes my heart glow, for I've been born again. And because He's given me that, I want to find out everything I can about God here at the table of showbread. And brother, I want to get as fast as I can to my prayer closet so I can get alone with my God and tell my God some things I'd like for Him to do so my God can hear me and answer my prayer. But if I can't pray, I'm going back to the gate. If I can't enjoy the Bible, I'm going back to the gate. If I can't witness, I'm going back to the gate. If I can't praise, I'm going back to the gate, because the gate of thanksgiving is the springboard that launches me to every area of the Christian life. Our Heavenly Father, bless, I pray, this morning this wonderful truth. You know what a hard time I had all week not preaching it to the preachers. Found myself unconsciously, subconsciously, almost about to insert it into something I said. Why? Because I've been at the gate of thanksgiving. Oh, my God in heaven this morning, forgive us, those of us who are duds, who criticize the praisers. The reason we criticize the praisers, we're looking at that one little bad letter instead of 149 good ones. One little bad thing instead of 149 blessed things that You've done for us. Oh, my God in heaven today, help us. Help us.